The issue is with choice. And I really think the main issue is, are you going to use a cytotoxic? And in that setting, the two approved regimens, pemetrexed and docetaxel, I think pemetrexed is the preferred cytotoxic because it works as well and is less toxic and easier to give. Or you're going to give erlotinib, which is the TKI that's approved for second and third line. I myself have typically used mostly clinical selection factors in patient preference to guide that decision. We don't have any comparative data yet comparing ALIMTA to erlotinib. We do have a trial that's being launched in the cooperative group setting that will address trying to look for a biomarker about who should get what. But I have used the clinical selection factors, smoking status, histology, gender, in patient preferences. You know, some patients prefer not to continue with IV therapy. They like the concept of a pill. Some patients have insurance issues. Their out-of-pocket expenses may be greater with Tarceva versus coming in for an IV infusion. So it's kind of a complicated assessment there. If I knew that clearly one of them was better in this particular patient, then I would do that. You know, in reality, Neil, I think my goal is that my patients are going to get both these drugs. They're going to get pemetrexed, they're going to get erlotinib, and we're talking about which one comes first. We're treating patients in the second, third line setting for palliative benefit. You know, if I give 2-3 cycles of pemetrexed and the patient and I aren't convinced they're getting better, I'll switch to erlotinib earlier. Likewise, if I give erlotinib first and after 6 to 8 weeks we aren't seeing, I won't continue that on until I see objective progression. I'm really treating for really palliation of symptoms. And if the patient doesn't say they're better, I'll switch to the other agent. So I like to use the lung cancers like baseball. You get 3 strikes. You get first, second, third line therapy. And the question is, you know, what are you going to use in the second, third line? What sequence of drugs are you going to use in this particular setting? But I do feel very strongly that since we do have 3 lines of approved agents, it's our responsibility as thoracic oncologists to get exposure of the patients. You don't have to look too far down my patient list to find a patient in the second line setting who I thought got great benefit from pemetrexed. Likewise, some patients get great benefit from erlotinib second or third line. So I think that I like to get both drugs in.